has to go. Okay, so Rivas. Says the Gemara, right? I'm not sure. Have we seen this Gemara before? This is the Gemara about where Rava says, this is a key. Okay, we'll just do this Gemara. This Gemara is key. Amar Rava, Lama li dekas rachmana lav beribis, lav begezon, lav beona. He says, Trichi, we need all of them. The e kas rachmana lav beribis, mishum dechidishu, that feel below the asra rachmana. E kas rachmana lav begezel, mishum vidibal karche, aval ona imalo. The e kas rachmana lav beona, mishum delo yada demachim. Chadami chadalo as yachetesi chadami tarti, hai tesi. Lo lech rachmana lav beribis, vitesi mihanach, malahanach shaken shalom midas, toma beribis, dimidaite. Right? Rava says, wait a second, why do I need a separate law for ribis, gezel, and ona? I could just lump them all together and say all of them are the same answer, right? Because they're all just gezel, right? All just different forms of theft, right? That assumes the iser of gezel is theft. So Gemara says, well, I wouldn't necessarily know that, right? Because ribis is midah. So if I knew the other two, if I knew ona and I knew gezel, both of those, I take your money without you knowing it, right? Or against your will. But here, malahana shekin shalom midas, toma beribis, midaiti beribis, I say, I'm going to give you $100. Now you're going to give me $120 back. Right? You know it, right? What's the tzad hashavash shebehen shekin goes low? Afani avi gezel. So the Gemara says, okay, but what if I have ona and ribis? Both of them are aser, right? And if it's aser to take ribis, even though it's midaiti, and ona, even though it's not bal karcho, because the guy, right, agreed to it, even though he doesn't really know that he's being cheated. So definitely gezel, where you're stealing from the person, right, should be aser. So what's the point of the iser of gezel? Lav or lav v'shtei lav, and really it's like kovish chasachir, and you're right. Right, really with ona and ribis, I would know that gezel is aser, right? Now, the question is, what do we do with this Gemara? On the one hand, maybe the answer to this Gemara is, yeah, right? Ribis is really gezel, right? So why is it usher to take ribis according to Rava, at least in what he says? Right, so it's theft, yeah. Why is it theft, though, Rachel?
Why is it theft? Because I guess you're taking more. You get more out of it. I'm not really sure.
Right. I mean, like, yeah. You're saying, like, you don't have, like, a financial right to it, right? You're taking someone else's money without a financial right, right? And they say more than that, it's also, like, bal karche, because he doesn't really have a choice in the matter, right? He needs the $100, and you're telling him, okay, but I'm going to take $120 back, right? And now you're taking $120 back from him, those $20 extra dollars, who says you have a monetary right to it? So you just took $20 that you have no monetary right to, right? Okay, the maskana here, right, it doesn't necessarily have to be that ribis, though, is actually gazel, right? Because the whole back and forth here, right, it says like, oh, well, ribis is midaite, right? So it does come to maskana that you could learn out gazel from ribis and ona, right? But it doesn't necessarily follow that ribis is gazel, right? Even that's what Rava seems to be implying. Now, in the pasuk, right, if you look at it, it says, "In kesef talveta etami etani imach lo tia lo kinoshe lo tisimun alav neshech im chavo tachbos amata reecha adbo hashemesh tishivenu lo ki hi ksuto levada hi simlat lo b'ma yishkav v'ayaki itzak elai v'shamati ki chanuna." Okay, if you're gonna, when you lend, right, don't be to him like an adversary. Don't put ribis on him, right? And if you take a guarantee, you have to return it, right? Because that's his only clothing. It says Rashi, right? Kesef talveta etami, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, called Imvim is a Rishus, but this one's a Chova, right? It's like a mitzvah to be malveh to an ani. And because you have a mitzvah to lend to an ani, lo tielo, kinoshe, lo tisimun, alav neshech, right? Why? You can't give ribis. Why? Right? You have this mitzvah to give tzedakah, right, to be malveh to the ani. So don't do it by ribis. And the implication being what? Why can't you take ribis? Right? You have like this positive mitzvah of of giving a loan, right? Im kasef here is a chiyuv. You have to be ma'al kasef to the ani. So you can't do that beribis. Sounds like it's a type of tzedakah that you give to the ani, that you give him a loan without interest, right? If you take interest, then you're hurting him almost as much as you're helping him, right? And you lend him money because he's an ani, right? Et ha'ani imach lo tiyeh lo kenoshet. Right? You're lending money to this poor guy, so you should give it to him, right? And don't do it beribis, because then you're hurting him, right? Pasukim vayikra, right? V'chiyamoch achicha matay yodo imach ve'echzakdebo v'chay v'agevet hashav v'chay imach. When your neighbor or friend becomes poor, right? So you should help him out so that he may live with you, continue living, right? And surviving as a member of society. Right? Don't take ribis, right? Why? So that he might flourish with you, right? Right? It's not, oh, don't steal from him. Right? These two psukim, both in Shmos and Vayikra, emphasize ribis, but it seems like in the context of taking care of your fellow Jew, right? Okay, so the Gemara on Samech Aleph seemed to put it in as an Isser Gezel, while the psukim seemed to emphasize it as like a form of Achiv Tzedakah, right? Right? And then, finally, just the mark of a patis on this, and I'll stop because I don't go too over time, even though the recording is very short. But lanachri tashich, right? But to a guy you can take ribis. Right? Says the pasuk, you take ribis from a guy, but not from a Jew, right? And the says the Ramban, why? Biur bekan sheyeh ribis hanachri moter, right? V'lo tzar kein begezel begeneva. Right? Because Gezel, a guy is Aser. You're not allowed to steal from a guy. So if Ribis was because it's Aser Bishop Gezel, it's because you're taking money that you have no right to, it would be Aser to do that from a guy. Ribis, right? Interest, they both agreed to. Lo Nasar, Elevitzad Ha'achav Achesed. It's only Aser to take Ribis from a Jew, not because it's stealing, not because you have no right to it, right? You agreed to this deal. It's a business deal. Why is it Aser? Right? Because of Chesed, because it's Tzedakah. You have a responsibility to take care of your fellow Jew, and therefore taking ribis would be a violation of that. Right? And then it says, oh, and the next psukim happened to be about Shemitah. Right? You cancel loans on Shemitah, right? But not for a guy, because it's a special chesed that you do for your fellow Jew who's poor, right? You need it. You have a responsibility to take care of him. So therefore you have to cancel his debts, right? So question then becomes, right? If it's a chiv tzedakah, like the Mashmas of the Pesukim says and the Ramban, then you could take ribis from a guy. But if it's an Isser Gezel, says the Ramban, why can you take ribis from a guy? So one option is in a chanami, maybe it's also to take ribis from a guy, right? Kind of against the pasuk. But there's a line in the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Huna, Lo Nitzcha El Da Filu Ribis L'Nachru. He says, actually, there's a riba in the Pasuk that says that you can't take ribis from a Nachri. Okay, wait a second. Esvei Rav Lerav Nachman, L'Nachri Tashich. My Tashich, Lav Tashoch, that you should take ribis? No. Tashich. That you can borrow from a guy beribis. Meaning, says Rav Nachman, the guy is allowed to take ribis from you, but you're not allowed to take ribis from a guy. It's usher to borrow beribis from a Jew. You can't lend beribis or borrow beribis. From a guy, you can't lend beribis, but you could borrow beribis. That's the chiddush, says Rav Nachman. Okay? And that's where the Rashi interprets it. That's fascinating, right? Because that says, yeah, it's like totally gezel. Right? The Ramban and the Rashba give a different answer, and they say, no. You could argue, right, that it's a financial issue, right? It's like a chosh and mishpat problem, but your financial dealings with Jews are dealt with by a different higher standard than just pure monetary law. Meaning, it's a din in chosh and mishpat, right? It's like almost, it's a din in gazel, but like the levels are different. Okay. We'll just continue. We'll start from there next time, because I want to keep Tehillah over time too much, or more over time than I already did. And I will continue from there. Is this idea that, okay, one option is that it's a din chesed. One option is that it's totally gezel. But you have this middle option, and therefore it'd be usur even to take from a guy. This middle option that maybe it's a financial crime, let's say, but maybe it's a financial crime only between Jews, right? Maybe, right, you can have something that's not theft, but that's still a financial, let's say, misdemeanor, because of, let's say, your higher standards between Jews. So it will be something, let's say, Hashavas Aveda, right? Hashavas Aveda, you're not chayv to return an Aveda to a guy because he already lost it. He lost possession. And possession, we know, is 9/10 of the law. But for a Jew, you're chayv to return it, right? Why? Because, let's say, for a Jew, even if he only has one component of ownership, right, like title without possession, you're still chayv to, like, say, honor those, that, like, monetary right. You have to, like, take care of his financial well-being by returning it to him. For a guy, you can't steal from him, but you, let's say, have no positive responsibility to take care of his possessions, and therefore, right, you're allowed to keep the aveda. Okay, so stop here.